In the gospel today, St. John presents a story of two strange people interacting at a familiar meeting place, the well. Wells had to do with water. Water refreshes life. Both of them were brought together by one thing, thirst. The only difference is that one was thirsting for material water and the other thirsted for the faith of the other. One was a Jew, the other a Samaritan. One was male, the other female. The meeting was odd, but something useful came out of the meeting. As it is said, God can write straight on crooked lines. Jews never socialized with the Samaritans because of some cultural stereotypes. And males never talked to females in the Jewish culture more than just a few words. That was the reason the disciples who had gone to the city to buy food were surprised when on their return they saw their master talking with a Samaritan woman. The whole scene started with Jesus asking the Samaritan woman for a favor. "Give me a drink." The woman, who had recognized him to be a Jew, was shocked at his request and said, "You, a Jew, asking me, a Samaritan, for a drink?" She was at this moment still in the flesh and reasoned as humans do. She saw everything from the material prism. As far as she was concerned, she had no business with this stranger whose features showed clearly that he was a Galilean. Jesus, who is always in control, responded, "If you know the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would ask him and he would have given you living water." She was still confused, and her understanding was still on the ordinary level. Her mind was set to be opened. Her mind was yet to be opened to understand spiritual realities, and so did not at that level understand what Jesus was talking about. At the moment, she thought she was talking to an ordinary Jew. So she said, "Sir, you do not have a bucket." On the ordinary level, everything borders on the material. And she was having the material water in mind. Living water within the context of the biblical culture meant the running water of a spring and represented fresh and pure water as against sitting or stagnant water as we see in the Book of Psalms. "You are a garden of fountain, a well flowing fresh from Lebanon." Song of Songs 4:15. That was how the woman understood the statement of Jesus. But for Jesus, living water was a symbol of eternal life. Later on in the Gospels, Jesus would say, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink." John 7:37. The psalmist says, "We feast on the rich food of your house. From your delightful stream, you give us drink. For with you is the fountain of life." Psalm 36:9-10. As the interaction proceeded, Jesus asked her to go and call her husband. "I do not have a husband," she told Jesus. It was Jesus' response that opened her eyes. "You are right in saying I do not have a husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." In her mind, she thought she had lied to Jesus. not knowing she was telling the truth to someone who himself is the truth. After the response of Jesus, her eyes were open, and she was getting closer to reality. Her perception of Jesus changed, and she said, "Sir, I can see you are a prophet." Jesus, as a good teacher that he was, led her gradually into the reality of his mission. She followed equally as a good student and said, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus at this point knew that it was time to open up. His thirst has been quenched. And Jesus said, "I am he, the one speaking with you." His mission here at the well has been fulfilled. The woman herself was no longer in need of material water at that moment. Her thirst also has been quenched. She was no longer at that moment in need of material water, so she came to the water she came to fetch. She left her water jar at the meeting point and ran into the village to evangelize her community. "Come and see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he be the Christ?" he said. Though she knew that at that time that Jesus was really who Jesus really was, but reserved it and wanted the people to confirm that by themselves. And of course, they did. Let us at this point look at the spiritual journey of the Samaritan woman along with Jesus within that short time and how her perception changed accordingly. At first, he was simply a Jew, later a prophet, then a Messiah, and eventually, in the presence of her fellow citizens, he became the savior of the world. This tells us that the more we interact with Jesus, the deeper we come to know him. Many Samaritans who believed the woman came to see Jesus and invited him to stay with them. They began to believe because of his words. And as the gospel put it, they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your words, for we have heard ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Samaritan woman satisfied Jesus' thirst, not by giving him water, but by proclaiming him as the Messiah to the whole community. A feat that apostles could only achieve after the descent of the Holy Spirit. To bring Christ to the world is not something left to the ordained ministers only. Each one of us has that calling to do just that. This woman spent just a few minutes with Jesus and became an evangelizer immediately, bringing people to Christ. We have been with Jesus Christ since our childhood. How many people have we brought to Jesus? During this Lent, Jesus is asking you for a drink. Will you be able to quench his thirst by your good works? Remember that faith without good works, according to St. James, is dead. He expects you to proclaim him to your friends and colleagues who are yet to fully know him during this Lent. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.